Constant Wonder Kids is a Constant Wonder podcast.
Hi, Wonder Kids. It's Paige. Have you ever been out in nature and experienced something scary? Maybe it was a super loud thunderstorm that popped up out of nowhere. Or maybe you stumbled across an animal that you weren't expecting. One time, I was climbing in the canyons of southern Utah, and I found myself super high on a little rocky ledge. I'd been feeling fine as I was climbing around, but as I looked down at the canyon floor beneath me, I was terrified that I would slip and fall. Sometimes, being outside in the great outdoors can mean doing things that push us out of our comfort zone and make us feel nervous. But these scary moments allow us to feel wonder. Even though I was scared when I perched on that canyon ledge, soon a feeling of appreciation for the beauty I saw took over.
If we are going to put ourselves in the path of the wonder or the beauty, then we're also putting ourselves in the path of the terror or the fear. And if we want to avoid the terror and the fear, then we won't be on the beautiful path.
This is Lyanda Lynn Haupt. She's an author and a naturalist, and her goal in life is to help people like you and me connect with the natural world. She knows all about the beauty and wonder of nature, and she also knows that sometimes enjoying the outdoors can mean overcoming our fears. Now, that's not to say nature is always scary to Lyanda. As a young girl, nothing made her happier than being outside in her backyard.
In my backyard, there was a wooded ravine or a canyon, and in the bottom of that canyon, there was a stream. I spent a lot of time down there, and I would just bring my sketchbook. I love to draw and write, bring an apple, and just hang out down there. I started to see the frogs in the stream, because there were a lot more frogs than there are now back then, and I started to see them as my congregation. And I would just eventually kind of lie on my back there in sort of the muddy stream side, and the frogs were so close. You know how they do that thing where they're just sort of suspended in the water with just their eyes over the top of the water? I learned by experimentation that if I just slowly slipped my hand under them and lifted slowly from beneath, that they would just rest quietly on my palm. And I could feel that strange breathing they have with those kind of round, cool bellies. And I would transfer them to my own belly. So I'm lying on my back by the stream, scooping up frogs, putting them on my belly. And I started to think of it as my church, my frog church.
Lying out in the stream with her frog church, the natural world didn't seem scary to Lyanda at all, and she was able to enjoy the beautiful little world she had in her backyard. However, as Lyanda grew older, she began to go on more adventures outside and push out of her comfort zone. She also started solo camping, backpacking and camping in the woods, all by herself.
In the solo camping, when it's daylight, I don't really struggle with fear like most of us. It's when night falls and we lose our bearings and we can't necessarily attach sounds we hear to things that we see. I would zip myself into my tent at night and just lie awake being scared of every little twig or breeze, or I'd imagine I was hearing growling that was a mountain lion and, you know, I would get eaten. I would lie awake thinking these things, and I would think how stupid I was to go out there by myself, and that just to get myself from ever being in that situation again as soon as possible, and maybe in the middle of the night, I would even start packing a little bit so I could be ready to get out of there. And then without fail, what happens in the morning is that I would wake up, unzip the tent, and see the first light of dawn, see the mist rising over the lake. And this particular time on Mount Rainier, I looked out in the morning and I saw these mergansers, these hooded mergansers, a beautiful water bird floating on this lake with actual mist rising and their little baby merganserlets behind them. And then across this small alpine lake, there was a little herd of elk. everything was forgotten. In the morning, I thought, oh my goodness, this is so beautiful. How grateful I am to be here with the gift of solitude. How ridiculous I was to think of leaving. You know, what was wrong with me in the middle of the night?
In order to experience the beauty and solitude of the morning, watching the mergansers on the water and the elk on the shore, Lyanda had to go through the dark and scary night. That's what wonder and awe is all about sometimes. A little bit of eek and a whole lot of wow.
I will tell you that in retrospect, I would not trade it. I would not trade it. What I did learn over time is that I could comfort myself when I was really afraid in the night. I could think, okay, you've been through this before. You know how this goes. And it didn't make the fear go away, but it was still a source of comfort.
As Lyanda continued to spend time in the wild, she also continued to face and overcome her fears. One summer, she was working at an Environmental Learning Center, or ELC, in northern Minnesota, and she decided that she wanted to become more comfortable walking around in the dark.
One of the things we had at that ELC was a lake, Flathead Lake, and it had a trail that went all the way around it. And I thought, this is the perfect place for me to become comfortable with the night and with my lack of night vision. And so I decided to do this experiment on myself, see how it went, where I would go out after dark and walk this trail every night. And I would wear moccasins on my feet so that I could feel the earth beneath my feet and learn from that and maybe kind of orient myself in that way. But I didn't take a flashlight, and we didn't have cell phones then. So I felt safe enough because there weren't many cougars there. There were white-tailed deer and there were moose. And I also told my friends what I was doing. There's a little bit of risk, but it seemed like a worthwhile balance for me.
So Lyanda began walking around the lake at night, and soon she started to feel pretty comfortable. Until one night, something incredible happened.
I was quite near the lake, and I heard this big, like, kerplosh. It was just this really loud splashing sound. And in the lake, there's a giant, I mean, beavers are really huge, but we had a particularly large beaver who is blind in one eye, and I thought, oh, maybe that's him. And I thought, he's not usually, you know, making that loud of a sound this late at night. And there were a lot of white-tailed deer around, and I thought that that's what it was. But soon I heard again this clomp, 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 and there in the night I could see the shadow really close to me, just a few feet away, of a moose.
A moose? Seeing a moose in the wild is exciting, but it's also scary. Moose are really big, and they're also unpredictable.
You don't want to get too close to a moose. But here I was in the night, and here was this moose, just holding really still. And the naturalist part of my mind and the moose-curious part of my mind was thinking, wow, this is a rare opportunity to be in proximity to a moose in the beautiful darkness. You should stay. And then the rest of my brain was going, run, just leave.
As Lyanda was trying to choose what to do, the moose did something surprising.
She started painstakingly folding her legs under her body and descending to the earth. It took a long time. I think of her as sort of kind of an elaborate cat, you know, sitting down and tucking her big knobby knees underneath her. And eventually she's, you know, sitting on, well, I think of it as lying on the ground, but you know what I mean, like resting on the ground with her head up. And I just thought, okay, well, if this moose who clearly sees me is just gonna hang out, then I'm going to follow her guidance. So I took myself, and I also just very quietly on the other side of the path sunk to the ground. And honestly, it was one of the most magical moments of my entire life. I'm sitting there in this beautiful semi-moonlit night on the lake with a moose. And both of us are just sitting there quietly together. And she has these, you know, long lashes like a moth's antennas. And she fluttered them down over her eyes. And I just sat there drinking in that rare, gorgeous moment until I got so cold that I was shivering. And I got up, and it seemed in the moment somehow impolite of me to cross in front of her. And so I just stepped back and I went back quietly the way that I had come.
Wow. Imagine what that must have been like, sitting face to face with a moose. This was a pretty incredible experience, but Lyanna would be the first to tell you that you need to make sure you're being safe in situations with wild animals. We don't recommend that you get close to a moose. Lyanna was sure to give the moose lots of space and keep to herself.
Please use your common sense. My proximity to the moose was accidental. I would never have intentionally approached her that closely. But once I was sitting there, my mind was very quiet. I don't remember thoughts going through my head other than the sense of sort of incredible peace and a sense of gift at being so near to this creature.
This was another moment in Lyanda's life that started out scary and then became wonderful.
I was terrified of the moose, and I just sort of thought, okay, what's going to happen now? And rode that time into what became calm. If we want to avoid the terror and the fear, then we won't be on the beautiful path. That seems like a hard trade-off to make, one that I'm not willing to make.
Having magical moments outside is a special experience, especially when we overcome our fears in order to do so. Lyanda's stories help teach us that being brave can lead to experiences full of wonder.
The great outdoors may be dark and wild, but you can face it with a smile. Think of all the beauty you'll get to see when you explore the world with bravery.
A quick word now for parents. This is Marcus Smith. I'm host of the Constant Wonder podcast, source of material for Constant Wonder Kids. We made this episode for children because Constant Wonder contains a lot of great stuff they're going to love, but you may be wanting more. We've got a whole episode devoted to Lyanda Lynn Haupt and her experiences conquering fear in the natural world. If you want to hear the full presentation, find Constant Wonder wherever you get your podcasts. The episode is called Fear and Wonder in the Natural World. Now, we actually think you're going to love more than just one episode of our podcast, which is an ongoing quest to find awe and wonder in all nature, human or wild, vast or small, the kind of encounters that move us beyond words. Do you remember that once you had more time for wonder? Well, we think you can make a little more now. Subscribe to Constant Wonder on your favorite platform. Constant Wonder Kids was produced by Paige Crumperman Darrington, with sound design by Mitchell Towsley. Tenery Taylor is the executive producer. Constant Wonder Kids is a production of BYU Radio.